Is there any question so far on what we've spoken, what we've said today? Anybody? Anything you didn't understand, or any question, or any observation? Anybody? Okay, a brother over there, brother Paul.
Sorry, sir. I want to take your attention to Revelation 1, please, sir.
Revelations 1, okay.
Yes, sir. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him. Sir, I want to know, what is the revelation, sir? Because I know it must surely be a mystery before it became a revelation.
What is the revelation, or what is the revelation that God gave Jesus? Is that what you
mean? Yes, yes.
That is what we are looking at. This entire book of 22 chapters is that revelation.
Okay, sir.
The word revelation, as used there, is got from a Greek word meaning called apocalypse. It means to unveil. Apocalypse. The word revelation, the word translated revelation in English, is from a Greek word called apocalypse, meaning to unveil. And what the revelation is, what we are looking at from chapter 1 to 22. That is the revelation God gave unto Christ to show unto his servant.
Okay, sir. Does it mean that this revelation was given to them in time of the apostles?
Of course, it was given to the last apostle, John the Beloved, at about 96 AD, AD 96, after all the apostles had died by this time. It was only Apostle John the Beloved that did not suffer martyrdom. Other apostles, even Apostle Paul, was beheaded, the cut of his head. Apostle Peter was crucified upside down. It was only Apostle John suffered, but he didn't die. They cast him into boiling oil for 24 hours. Nothing happened to him. Of course, confusion was setting. What kind of man is this? So he was banished to that Isle of Patmos. And that was where he received this revelation. So it was in AD 96. That's the actual date where Apostle John the Beloved got this revelation.
Okay, so what about the mystery that was revealed? How can we relate this with this, sir?
This is prophecy. This book of Revelation is prophecy. Look at verse 3. Read verse 3. Revelations 1, 3. Where you are, read verse 3.
Blessed is he that readeth and that hear the word of his prophecy.
Of these words. Prophecy. So his prophecy is things to happen. He received it in AD 96, and since then, this prophecy has been manifesting, and it will continue to manifest until the white throne judgment.
Okay, sir. My other question is this. In Revelation, that's 1:6, and had made us king and priests. Now, I want to know, are we king and priests now, or is there time to come?
We are kings, but we are not yet crowned. Because if you are crowned, you should have a sphere of dominion where you are ruling. But we are priests. Look at it. He said, "At made us." Made. That's past tense. But we are not yet crowned because our kingdom is not of this world. So when we go to our kingdom, we'll be crowned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Any other question? Any question? Okay, sister at the back over there.
You said hell is not eternal.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it then everlasting?
It's everlasting because as long as there's time, it will continue to last.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any question? A sister over there, wave your hand so that the coordinators will see you, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to have some more clarification about what you said about when you're born twice, then you die, you may die once.
Okay.
I think from my own understanding, for every Christian, there is a death that we need to die. So I have an issue with when you said we may, because the old man has to die for us to be able to gain the new, as in to have the Holy Spirit. So I think when we die, like going, as in when one's dead and then you're buried, it means that for Christians, we don't die then, we are sleeping, according to what the Bible said. So if we say we may, then what happens to the old man dying and us having, you know, okay. Holy Spirit.
I love your view, but we are not looking at the old man. We are looking at physical death and spiritual death, physical death and eternal death now. We are not looking at it from the angle of old man dying, no. We are looking at the natural death and what the Bible calls the second death, which is eternal destruction.
Yes, I understand that. But then for a Christian, once we say we die, it means that the old nature dies and then we have the new nature of God.
Okay, thank you. When I say a Christian may die once, let me just end it like this. I'm speaking of the physical death.
All right.
That's what I'm talking of. When I say a Christian may die once, I'm speaking of the physical death. Because those that will see the rapture will not die physically. So that's my emphasis.
All right. Thank you very much.
Any other question before we round off?
Yes, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My question is on the difference between hell and lake of fire.
Okay.
Then Mark 9 verse 46 and then Mark 9 verse 48. Jesus repeated twice that where they are warm, dieth not,
and the fire
is not quenched. So if the worm does not die, the fire does not quench. So how come it has a
God bless you, sir.
An end? Thank you.
This was what I wanted to point out, but I said, no, give him the mic. Stand, sir. When the worm, at least a worm should be a living thing. Is that right?
Yes.
So if this worm cannot die, are you saying this worm has eternal life?
But Jesus repeated it twice.
Okay, so
Mark 9:46 and Mark 9:48. He said,
yes,
the worm,
thank you.
Where the worm dieth not,
and the fire is not quenched. It is only speaking of the severity of that place. It is only speaking of the severity of that place. He's not trying to tell you it has eternal life. Hell was created. It was created, isn't it?
Yes, it was created.
If it had a beginning point, it has an ending point.
Yes.
Only God was not created. So he's only speaking of the severity. That this fire or this punishment, or don't think it's something you can use water to quench. Don't think this is something you can bypass. This is how severe it is. It's only the severity of that place. And you must understand something. I don't like saying this, but English translation of the Bible also makes us lose some picture. If not by revelation, you might miss some things. So it is only speaking of the severity. Now, to answer your first question, Revelation 20, verse 14, there is a difference between hell and lake of fire.
Thank you.
Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of torment where you are awaiting sentence. Look at verse 14. And death and hell. We are what? Cast into the lake of fire. Now, this lake of fire is the second death. Hell is a place of torment. Any sinner that dies now goes to hell, awaiting the white throne judgment, where hell and both the sinner and death will be cast into the lake of fire for complete destruction. So the lake of fire is total annihilation, while hell is a place of torment until you are sentenced to the lake of fire. Is that clear, sir?
It's clear. Thank you.
We have a brother from Benue State, Brother Matthew. God bless you, sir. Let's hear you.
Shalom. Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Yes. Thank you very much for the good work. I have a question in Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
2:5.
Which says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen.
Yes, sir.
And repent and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So my question now is that the removing of the candlestick is what I don't really understand. So
the
I
candlestick,
want to like on that aspect.
Okay, the candlestick is the church. When it says I remove thy candlestick out of the place, that means your age, your generation will come to an end. That means your church age, your generation will come to an end. In Revelation 1:20, the Lord himself explained to us the meaning of the candlestick. He said the candlesticks, the golden candlesticks are what? The seven churches. So when he says, I will remove the candlestick out of thy places, I will remove your church. The time of your church will come to an end. That's my own understanding of that. Praise the Lord. Okay, Sister Precious, final question.
Okay, Okay, thank you, Bro Lumide. And God bless you.
Thank you.
So I think you left my thoughts hanging for a bit when you said hell is not eternal. And then you made reference to John 3:16, saying eternal life, meanwhile is everlasting life. So I'm not very sure what...
God bless you for that observation.
I didn't get that.
God bless you for that observation.
Okay, so what are we trying to bring out from eternal and everlasting?
Eternal is not bound by time. It has no beginning, it has no end. It is only the life of God. And it's only who God gives eternal life that has eternal life. Everlasting is as long as time lasts. Everlasting is synonymous with forever and ever. So as long as there's time, that thing will continue to last or for a long period of time. Now, it is another translation error for us to see, for God so loved the world, that he will give what? Whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You and I know that what we receive from Christ is not everlasting life, it's eternal life. And that's exactly what our brother was asking in Mark 9. He's saying the fire will not die, the worm will not die. So it still goes down to translation. The new, real meaning of what you are reading, John 3:16, is eternal life, not everlasting life. Eternal life. As long as there's time, everlasting, forever and ever, a long period of time. But eternal has nothing to do with time. It doesn't end. God bless you. Okay? Okay, Matthew 25 verse 46. Yes, the scripture has been sent to me. Matthew 25:46, to throw more light. And this shall go away into everlasting. Oh, thank you so much. This has explained it. Sister Precious and our brother that asked the question. Can you see the two? Everlasting what? Punishment. But the righteous into what? Life eternal. Can you see the difference? The wicked will go into everlasting punishment. It will be for a long period of time. Like I said, everlasting could be for millions, it could be for billions, it could be for trillions of years, but it has an end. But eternal, there is no time in eternity. Can you see the two differences? There is no time in eternity. The righteous possess eternal life, while the wicked are cast into everlasting punishment. Amen. Can we be on our feet? Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my Lord, thy will to see.
Open my eyes in all my spirit.
Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. It's our prayer.
Cities of truth, places of truth, my hands for place in my hands, place in my hands upon the body. Russian
clubs
and set.
Use your hand and worship the Lord, church. Give him worship and worship.